against and he is oppressive.
Yes.
Opposite and oppressive means अत्याचार करता है.
Aggressive.
Then you can give up. But what is the use of new marriage again? You can live with your son.
No.
She wants no marriage.
No.
Don't marry.
Only girl.
Only girls.
So don't do marriage.
God, Krishna.
And you consult Krishna. You can live with your son, your daughters, but don't make any marriage.
Puedes vivir con tu hijo, con tus hijas, pero no te cases.
Dedica la vida a Dios.
Es más.
My sister, her daughter, suffered from a disease for about 4 years.
So. You know Krishna?
You know Krishna?
You know God?
Yeah, I left.
He is so beautiful.
Él es muy bello.
He is so merciful.
Él es muy misericordioso.
He never forgets anyone who loves him.
Él nunca olvida a alguien que le ama.
I think that he will be your best beloved.
Yo pienso que él va a ser tu mejor amante.
And for you will be out of birth and death, and forever you will be beloved of that.
Y te llevará más allá del nacimiento y la muerte.
Always happy, always happy.
Siempre te dará felicidad.
In this world and after that.
En este mundo y en el otro.
If you chant Krishna, Krishna.
Si solamente tienes que dedicar la vida a cantar Krishna, Krishna.
He is supreme personality of God.
Él es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
He will make you so much more beautiful. Like the age of 14th or 12 to 14 and 16, very beautiful like gopis.
Este va a ser más bella que nadie, como de una edad de 12 a 13 años. Como una gopi. Y no más esos tipos de problemas.
We have also left whole world, wife, children and everyone, thinking I'm like my beloved.
Internamente tienes que abandonar todo apego a cualquier relación, esposo, hijos, cualquier cosa, y entregarte a él internamente.
Eso.
For a long time ago, to dedicate her life to God.
Yes.
But
the circumstances of the life.
No me lo.
I appreciate.
Él aprecia.
He tratado.
She tried.
He tratado.
Pushes que
durante mi vida.
Durante her life.
De dedicarme a él y cumplir con las cosas de.
Dedicated to her family.
Pero quiero paz.
Él sabe.
I know that this past. Okay.
Past previous impressions.
Personality of God.
Supreme personality
of God. In the shape of very beautiful Krishna is in your heart here. Everywhere. So there is no labor, nothing. No problem. You will tell him that you are my beloved. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Ram.
Only you will have not to take fish, eggs, flesh and all these things. You will have to give up. And you will have to see Krishna everywhere. In ourselves, here, everywhere. So it will do very easily. You can change your everything, problems will go, and you will be happy forever.
Gracias.
By doing so,
por hacerlo así.
And only through 3-4 days you will realize some happiness here.
En dos o tres días te va a realizar.
Come here and he will show how beautiful he is to you.
Así entonces vas a realizar que la suprema.
Voy a misa.
When she's going to the church.
Yo siento.
She feel.
Una cuestión, una algo aquí en la cabeza.
She feel something here.
Oh, I think you should not meditate.
Él piensa que usted no tiene que estar meditando.
Meditation will come automatic.
Meditación vendrá más bien automáticamente. No se puede.
Like.
¿Cómo?
You think husband, husband.
And at once esposo.
The husband will come in your heart.
Entonces su esposo vendrá automáticamente.
If you are doing horse, horse.
Pero si usted
no
dice,
meditation, but automatic horse will come in your heart. Similarly, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. In meditation, automatic he will come.
So
no, nothing to meditate. If you are meditating, you are then not really have any shape of that. That meditation is false.
Simple meditation is false.
Like, can you meditate his father? Because we have not seen him. So how can you meditate? If you have not seen anyone, how you can meditate? So all thing is imagination. Don't follow imagination.
Eso tan solo es una imaginación. No sigue ningún tipo de imaginación.
But by doing Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna himself.
Pero la potencia del nombre de Krishna, Krishna
automatically. So we don't meditate in Indian culture.
Automáticamente viene. No medita en ningún tipo de cultura de hindú.
No, simplemente.
Otherwise,
de otra manera vendrás de estar loca por la meditación.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. If you cannot do like this, Radhe, 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 Krishna, 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 this will do.
Y si no lo haces así, entonces di Radhe, 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 Krishna, Krishna.
That your everything is okay.
Todo está muy bien.
Because
puesto que
because she did not take eggs, fishes, and all other things.
Sí, porque tienes una ventaja de que eres vegetariana.
Now he has no charm in toxic.
Intoxicación. No tomas intoxicante.
He has no charm in married life.
No tiene deseo de volverte a casar.
No. So I think it is all right.
Así que él está pensando que está muy bien.
You are so much fortunate.
Eres muy afortunada.
1 million.
What?
Millions and millions of
thanks.
I'll see. So much thanks to you. You in any way.
In él any está way. Para ayudarte en cualquier manera.
That you can be happy in your. This life and after that.
Así que entonces te volverás feliz en esta vida y en la próxima.
¿Cómo puedo agradecerle más?
Entregándose de corazón. Okay. Es la única manera.
I think that you are my like dear daughter.
Él está pensando que tú, él está percibiendo que tú eres como su querida hija.
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 Toca los pies. ¡Animo!
Thank you.
Él no lo va a decir, pero
your heart.
Él lo que quiere darte es amor y afecto, ponértelos en tu corazón.
You have love and affection.
Tú tienes ya amor y afecto.
But I want to develop it.
Pero
to make
lo que quiere
it
es
pure.
Desarrollarlo más y más.
Pure.
Hasta llegarlo a ser puro.
Puedo saber. Bueno, él se va, pero yo
seguiré
hablando con la señora.
Oh, there.
His son name is Surya
Narayan. Surya Narayan. I want to see Surya Narayan. Where is
Surya Narayan? He saw you already. He came to the airport.
But I want to meet.
Yeah, I want to bring him to meet you.
Yes. He has gone to school.
He's going to school, and he's impressed.
When will he return?
In the afternoon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Then in the evening he can meet me.
We will bring him.
Very good.
And we girl, she's Vrindavan Chandra.
Vrindavan
Chandra. She's 13.
Very good. 13. How Vrindavan much old?
13.
Very good.
13. She saw you at the airport too.
She should not be Vrindavan Chandra. He should be like Vrindavaneshwari Dasi or Vrinda or Vrindavan Bilasini, like this. Vrindavan Chandra is himself Krishna.
Male. Es un nombre para hombre.
So, you can take off Chandra, only Vrinda.
Vrinda.
Yes, very good.
I call her Brinda.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know.
Not Brinda,
another Brinda.
I always call her Brinda.
Don't make her Brinda Panchandra.
Brinda.
Only Brinda is sufficient, more than that. Mm-hmm. Add Madhur Brinda. Madhur is sweet Brinda. Not understand?
No.
You can add that at the beginning if you like, for her name. Yes. Madhur means sweet.
Madhur means sweet.
No. Vrinda is only to give pleasure to Krishna, to serve Krishna. Uh-huh. And she also helps others to serve Krishna and Radhika. He was also Narayan. So I want to make him my friend. Like no Jogendra.
Namma Jogendra.
Nam
Jogendra.
Always they are in the same age and stage. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kavi Habi Antriksha Prabhupati plan. There are 9. Always in 9 years.
No sabios estos. Es un camino. Encima va a estar Maricel.
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 You are. Oh, yes, you. I see that you are.
No, I don't think I see it.
There are so many symptoms of devotees.
Tienen muchos síntomas de los, como los devotos.
Eso sí.
You say, I like to be. ¿Has visto?
How beautiful.
Yes.
Qué beautiful. Qué bello que es.
Pero no sé quiénes son.
Krishna,
¿verdad?
Right. Hola, Sarvi.
Y las sirvientas íntimas de ella.
Ah, las sirvientas.
How beautiful. Gopis.
Son bellas gopis.
Yes.
If you want, you can serve.
Like we're all gopis.
Si tú quieres,
be happy forever.
Vas a servir y ser como una de ellas, pero no por un ratito, sino para siempre. Y nunca te vas a arrugar y no tienes que poner crema. Si tú cantas a
Krishna, will take you in his heart.
Él te tomará en su corazón.
Forever you will be very happy.
Y entonces para siempre
and
serás
you
feliz.
Can never forget him.
Y nunca
he's so beautiful, nunca so melodious, so sweet, so gentle, so
lovely, merciful,
that if you will have a glance at once, you will be off.
Así que vas a entender.
Want to help all.
En lo que él quiere es
ayudar. This fruit, he has offered already to a Pancha Tatua and a Murti of Sri Krishna.
Oh. From his house.
From his house, yes.
What?
Este.
Chico.
It is so good, so sweet.
I heard, you know.
Is Krishna, he's asking, is Krishna's favorite fruit chiku?
Yes, yes.
No. Not favorite?
No.
Because it is so sweet.
Ah, yeah.
It can be offered to Krishna. He will like. No. Any sweet fruits, vegetables, or sweet.
Hearts.
He can easily take. And he likes flowers.
This is a little confused, bewildered. because 4 years ago he took Diksha from a guru.
Indian guru.
Indian guru de la orden Shankara.
Order.
Shankara order.
Hace más de...
Where? ¿Dónde? Here, Costa Rica.
Yeah. He came here.
The guru came here. El guru
vino acá.
Vino
acá a Costa Rica.
Yes.
Then after that...
After, ¿qué sucedió después de eso?
Bueno, voy a hacer corta la... Yo tengo 10 años de pertenecer a la organización Shankaracharya.
It says he has 10 years of belonging to this Shankara institution, but he...
Shankaracharya.
But 4 years ago, but just 4 years ago, he took initiation. His guru went back to India when he got old, and he hasn't come back.
Yeah.
Doesn't practice anymore the yogic meditation.
What is his question?
Sí, una pregunta ya. Hace 3 años. Says that he. Esa no es una pregunta porque Nicaragua es otra. We have any program in Nicaragua? It's a nearby country. So it's not a question for him.
Actually, can't go because he left. He left Shankar path, and now he have sangha with Vaishnavas, and he wants to go to Nicaragua.
I'm telling.
Okay.
If you will follow, then you will have to go to hell.
Si tú sigues, me imagino que ese proceso, entonces vas a tener que ir al infierno.
Because God will be so angry.
Porque Dios va a estar muy enojado.
Because in death, we will have to think tat tvam asi. I am himself Brahma.
Porque este verso que se usa.
So it is a very offensive thing.
Esta meditación es un pensamiento muy ofensivo.
You are not a Brahma.
Tú no
realize this.
Tú debes entender esto.
A very simple jiva.
Tú eres una jiva, un alma ordinaria.
And always suffering.
Y siempre has estado sufriendo.
Brahma never suffers. He has no birth, no death, but you have. So you are not Brahma.
Brahma no tiene.
So it is offensive.
Así que es ofensivo.
So at once, just this moment, you should give up all these ideas. And tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
entonces,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama.
En este mismo momento tú tienes que abandonar todas esas ideas y empezar a cantar Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
I am eternally servant of Krishna.
Y empezar a pensar que yo soy un sirviente eterno.
Krishna be merciful to me.
Oh Señor Krishna, sé misericordioso conmigo.
And I want to serve you, so make me pure.
Yo quiero servirte, Señor, así que hazme puro.
I am not this physical body.
Yo no soy este cuerpo físico.
So, I want to love you.
Yo quiero amarte.
And I want to serve you.
Yo quiero servirte.
For eternal.
Para toda la eternidad.
And then be happy.
Y así ser feliz.
So, you have any charm or attraction for that guru? Cut up at once and become happy.
Si tienes algún atractivo, algún cariño por eso del guru, córtalo de inmediato. Los devotos.
Here you can hear Bhagavatam, Gita and all other classes.
Aquí puedes escuchar Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavatam, pure and devotee. Aquí es un ambiente muy puro y lleno de devotos.
Dear and near to Krishna. Always playing in the laps of Krishna. We have also come from Aniruddha.
Nosotros venimos de Aniruddha. Él es muy querido porque
all jivas,
todas las jivas,
coming from,
vienen de Aniruddha.
Vasudev Sankarsan,
Vasudev Sankarsan,
Chaturbhyo,
Chaturbhyo.
They are all Vishnu.
Todos son Vishnu. Mahavishnu.
They are embodiment of Krishna.
Ellos son el ambiente de Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj, I want to ask you. Several years ago, one follower of Satya Sai Baba approached me. We had some debate. So I said very crudely, listen, he cannot be Bhagavan. Because just look at his face. He's like a dog.
Yes.
So the man got really, really angry. Ayer, ayer un devoto vino y se acercó a él.
Journalist,
un periodista vino.
I told not so harshly.
No tan crudamente, pero con suavidad.
You can not tell him dog.
But you no podemos decirle perro.
Ass. Better ass.
Mejor decirle
barking.
Porque el perro siempre ladra.
And ass is okay.
En cambio, el asno es más suave,
no, más tranquilo.
He can take all luggage in his bag.
Él puede llevar en su lomo toda
so
clase de carga.
Helpful to us.
Así que es útil.
That means sometimes they collecting.
But the thing Maharaj could end is that after that I had to experience nightmares. And then one
nightmares.
And one
bad dreams.
And then one Naga, Shiva, it came and told me, you're offensive. You are so low, you cannot speak like that. In my dream.
Yes. We should not use very harsh words. With lovely...
Sí, es muy importante.
We should try to...
Voy a decir que... En este sueño, que después de haber ofendido a Saibaba, se me apareció un yogi naga. Y me dijo, tú eres
el try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tenemos que seguir a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, toda nada.
He changed their modes of heart.
Él cambió la modalidad.
Giving love and affection.
Dando amor y cariño.
So don't quarrel to anyone. Huh? Don't use harsh words.
No usemos palabras crudas o fuertes.
Like this.
Porque
you
eso
can change easily anyone.
Podemos cambiar nada más la modalidad.
He is not God.
Él no es God.
Knows some tricks of jadu.
Él solo conoce unos
cuantos
trucos
de magia.
Mago. Because you keep... He heard the mantra before.
I think you should not use this.
No debes usar esta
llave. Siquiera que no uses.
Because... Porque though it is tulsi, but it is so rough.
Pero está tan crudamente cortado.
Krishna is so sweet.
En cambio, Krishna
name
es muy dulce.
Is so sweet.
El nombre de Krishna es muy dulce.
Suave. This beard should be also very smooth and sweet.
Las bolitas deben ser suavecitas y bien hechas.
Sometimes it will do like this.
No, hasta te puede hacer daño, te puede cortar.
It is not so. We can give you.
Te podemos dar una.
Very smooth and round.
So, pero redondas y bien suave, bien pulido, bien lijadas.
So it is not so.
No,
you can keep it in showroom.
Lo puede mantener en un lugar de exhibición.
Gallery.
But we should try to follow four primary regulations.
Sabes que seguir. Tienes que seguir los cuatro principios. Comer carne. ¿Hace cuánto lo sigues?
Tengo
3 años. 3 years he followed that.
Very.
Bhakti Vedant, Rishikesh Maharaj.
Bhakti Vedanta. You know Vedanta?
No, why?
What is Vedanta? What is Vedanta?
Te pregunta cuál es Vedanta.
What you know? English?
No.
No.
What is the meaning of Vedanta?
What is the significado de Vedanta?
El Vedanta por su nombre.
Himself Krishna.
Es Krishna mismo. Entonces, Vedanta es Krishna mismo.
Veda Anta.
Veda y Anta.
Essence of
the purport and essence of the Ved is Krishna himself. So he is Vedanta.
Krishna mismo.
Govind is Vedanta.
Govinda
is Vedanta. So Govinda Bhashya is Vedanta Bhashya. Balde Vidya Bhushan
has Vedanta Bhashya.
Told like this.
Siempre dice.
So your Upasya.
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 Worship
deity. Worship deity is Govinda.
So Vedanta Adorable is Govinda.
Vedanta is purport and sum and substance of the whole Vedanta.
So is sustancia, todo Vedanta es Adorable Govinda.
letting me come and get your darshan, and being willing to speak with me.
Have you seen me before?
Yes, I saw you. Well, personally, I came twice with Tamal Krishna Goswami. That was in Mathura. That was many, many years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago.
You have taken sannyas from whom?
I took from Vidyananda Goswami.
He's in Los Angeles?
Well, now he's in Europe. He stays now, he was staying in San Francisco recently. So, yes, I did see you a few times. And of course, I saw you sometimes on first time when you came to Mayapur. I was kind of Mayapur temple. You came with the first time card. So I did have the honor of getting you a darshan before.
Do you mind if two of your Bhagavad brothers come? Guru Kantabo?
No.
Of the Vendaya?
No.
Guru Kantabo?
So. So of course I had a few questions that I wanted to ask you. One question is that in regard to some of the things that I've heard, you know, I may not have directly.
Have you practically tried to know personally all these things?
Yes.
Or only depending on rumors?
I, as much as possible, I try to know practically directly. We were just discussing it. I do not like so much rumors, no? Because rumors are, they're not accurate always, and they're full of one's own intentions. But I had the question that so many people have said that you have stated that you must have a Rasika Guru. That without a Rasika Guru, that one cannot.
Have you heard or written document or anything?
No.
Why do you ask? These are questions on my own. Everywhere in Shastra Bhagavatam, also it is written somewhere. Perhaps you have not gone for this. Have you read Bhagavad Bhagavatamritam?
Bihat Bhagavatamritam.
Huh?
Yes, translation, not original.
Have you taken the explanation of Sanatana Goswami?
The full explanation?
Explanation written himself by Sanatana Goswami?
Well, maybe it's a translation.
Translation is not. You should read the books of Swami. You should read very little book.
Nectar of instruction.
Instruction.
Yes, that I read.
Everywhere it is written. For to have prema bhakti, a guru like this, what is that like? But in in beginning, Madhyamaditari Guru, sometimes what Bhattastra Guru is needed to show that it is good. There are so many kinds of things. If you want to enter in the Braj Bhakti, in the Sanatana Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been clearly written that anyone who wants to have a frame like this will have to take shelter of gopis. Have you read?
Yes.
Then gopis are not rashik?
Yes.
Then why are you asking questions like this? Like ignorant person? What if anyone tells that Tattavetta, a rashik, guru is needed for that prajavasa? Or anything else, Bihar. Do you know that Swamiji was a Rasik Vaishnava?
Yes, obviously.
He was a Rasik Vaishnava or not?
Yes.
Then what is her? If I am telling that Saraswati is a Rasik Vaishnava like Swamiji is doing this, what harm? Do you think any harm?
There is no harm.
Yes, but those who are quite ignorant, they don't know anything. They will not have a guru like that. That kind of guru are there in this world. You can see that there are so many, so many disciples of Swami, hundreds and thousands, more than that. Some of them have taken renunciation's order also. But can you show that any of them is equal to Swami?
No.
Hmm?
I cannot show.
So, it is very rare Vaishnava like this. Only Krishna can arrange like Guru like this. Like Gop Kumar became the Guru of Swami. You have not arranged that you have initiation from Swami. And he, Krishna, arranged everything and he came to all the country. It was not your sadhana, ability and quality that he had. His mercy he had. So if anyone telling in Shastri it has been written, the Shastri the Guru, Rashik Guru, is needed for Braja Rasa Bhakti. Then what? Do you feel any harm?
No. No harm.
Then? If Rupa Goswami was not there, Sri Chaitanya Mano Krishna, half the Nakuta, Swayam Rupa Padam, Gurunda Dada, Sapadam Krishna, Rupa Goswami was Tattva-Dhyana-Rashik. All the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has been tested in Rupa Goswami. And that is why he is here. I think Krishna has, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, invested that power in Swamiji also. So he is a Rashik and Tattva-Dhyana. We should realize this. If you are tainted only in the Vaidhi-bhakti, not Vaidhi-bhakti, karma-mishra, jnana-mishra, arop-siddha-bhakti, arsanga-siddha-bhakti, you know, arop-siddha-bhakti, these are not bhakti. But those who are always in bhakti, they cannot be hard. And I think myself so fortunate because I was, I have such Swamiji personally from 1947. At that time perhaps your birth was not there.
Not yet.
His phone was not there. Since long time, more than 52, 53, I'm touching him. And that is why he has so much faith on me. That in so many hundreds of his sannyasi disciples, he selected me. That is beautiful, deep mind.
Samadhi, Samadhi.
Perhaps you know.
Yes.
Why he selected this? There were also so many his god brothers, like Van Maharaj, so many of them. But why he selected this? I have helped him when he was preaching in New York, here, there. So, why he selected this? So I think that I am first the bishop, first bishop. At that time he was not making any disciples, he was in Grihastha Ashram. And I accepted him like my sister. Still, I think, we always glorify him. So much that any of his own leaders cannot glorify him. I know that he is mine. And this right anyone cannot take. anyone has not right to take this right from any of the disciples. Is it okay?
Fine.
So this is the thing with me. They can do so many rumors and have it, but I don't. They told me, you know, that you should help my disciples. So those who have gone from his home, I know that 99% of, 95% of the renowned order sinners has left. Why they left? Anyone is not worried for that. But all are worried that anyone should have come to that. How many persons are going to bring Babaji, Sahajiya? They are going to Mayabadi. They are living everything and going in hell. But anyone is not going. And coming to me, they will be, I don't think that what warning will be there. You have come silently. Otherwise, they will know that you have gone to Narayan Maharaj, they will kick out from his home.
No, it is not.
Oh, yes?
Not like that.
I know that. Men rule like this.
No, there is no rule like that. I have not come silently.
Since in manner, they are on board with him.
When he was there in England?
This time?
Yes, this time. And then Shivaram Swami posted a notice that anyone...
He was like my disciple.
And he posted a notice that anyone who goes to hear from him is banned from the manor.
So I become one.
Then two devotees in San Diego, you know Upananda Prabhu? The old Prabhupada disciple, Upananda?
Yes.
He runs the Bush Bar factory there. Vajranarayan Prabhu gave him a letter saying that if you go to hear from Narayan Maharaj, you're severing your relationship with us, with ISKCON, with Prabhupada, with everything.
I asked them why.
These are just a few examples.
I asked them, what blunder mistake or offenses I have done that Mayavadi can come in that temple, Sahajiya can come, the cinema address can come. I cannot come. But I have right to go anywhere. But I don't want to make any problem. I want always to help in any way. Always.
This brings one question. That when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was present, I saw him a few times, but didn't go so much.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go so many times.
He did not go too many times.
But anyway, I got many of his books. I read the books. Very nice. But many of his followers, many of the people who are representing him or supposed to be representing him with those books, and I think that those books are much less dealing with the subject matters of Radha Krishna, Radha Bhav, and Gopi Bhav than many of your publications that I've seen. Still, I've seen...
My publication is Gita. Have you seen?
No, I've seen...
Have you seen my all publications?
Gopi Bhav, Sindhu, Bindu? Yes. Bindu?
Yes, I've seen. Any Gopi mood there?
No.
Upadeshamritam? Manas Shiksha?
No, I'm not saying that all your books are like that.
Then why are you telling?
No,
Vyasdev has written so many books.
No, I'm just making a point.
Listen to me, okay?
Yes.
Vyasdev has written all so many lakhs of books. And only in Srimad Bhagavatam he has given this written. So if my four books, Gita, Upanishad, and so many books of Vaishnava, Jaiva Dharma, everything I have done. Why you are saying only that? Why you are not taking all these?
I just wanted to make a point. If I can.
But always keep in mind and then ask.
Yes, I'm keeping in mind. But my point is that I've seen if there's not enough care as far as the devotees who are introducing these subject matters to the other devotees, not saying yourself, but other devotees who are a little bit indiscriminate. I've seen personally, because I travel all over Latin America, so many people adopting a sahaja mood. Not that...
But, very good thing. I've written so many books. I'm sure that so many books. In other books, I have not written. Like, Krishna Chaitanya, often he has written as written that this should not be written. Why he wrote like this? You know Vishwanatha what it has to say. He has written so many books. Among them, Krishna Bhavanamrita. He has written. Openly more than all. Rupa Goswami has written so many things. But not that Goswami. Vivekli has written. They know that Valli qualified person can go on. My question is also to you that those who are following new ISKCON theory and not reading all these, why Yashodananda and all the Jayadev, Brahmananda, Adanda,
Jagadis,
so many not reading all these. I think that if they had a chance to go and read further advancement bhakti, they would have never said. And you have lost all these things. So that point, that away, no entrance to go there. That is why there is no Russia in the Nam Kirtan, no Rasha Mane here, taste. No taste in chanting, no taste in reading, no taste in reading. Advanced bhakti. Bhakti is a life of God. But it will be Shraddha. Then bhajan pravitti, anasthanati, then nishtha, then aruti, then asakti, then bhav, and then power. If you are not advancing from Shraddha to nishtha, having all anasthanati, how can you rescue your Krishna name? And that is why you have bound to fall down. So our bhakti should go from Shraddha to Nishtha. Then all anartha will go, but something will be there. More anartha will go. Then Ruchi will come. If Ruchi comes, then almost all anartha go. When Ashakti is there, then only smell of anartha will be there. But a smell is there. So, this should try to death at all times. Not in karma mishra bhakti always. Then we are bound to all.
Yes. But
well, I am reading all these things and practicing. No?
Yes.
And I am still up 76. Why I not fall down? They are not reading, but I am reading, giving some lectures also. In one quiet person, writing something, always chanting, remembering like this. Why I could not fall down? And they are falling down not really by this.
I understand your point.
But this is the point. Anyone should try to develop his Krishna. In Nectar of
Instruction,
they have not come to a stagnant in one position. Kanishtha Vidari. Have you
read?
Yes. Yeah. They want to be of this Kanishtha Vidari and they dread if anyone wants to come enter in Madhyama Vidari. Why they want to? Why they want to control?
But
by offensive living, I have to fall down.
Yes, I agree. That is a very sure point. But of course, my point is that sometimes younger devotees, when they try to read these things, they become
younger.
Confused.
Devotees? Mm.
Younger.
No, no. Who is doing all management? You, yourself.
All management, no.
Of who will enter, by who are giving mercies, who are managing that he should have a good guru, qualified guru. Who is managing? Yourself. Or this is called
GBC.
Managing all this. You know that there are none pure devotee out of his form? You think like this?
No.
Why they want to control anybody? Just to try to realize these things.
Right.
And they should try to develop their Krishna consciousness.
I agree.
They should not try to drag anyone from Madhavari Dharma. They have no power to control any senior devotee. Just look like if anyone goes to Madhavari Dharma, he becomes more humble. Vinadadisi, Bhagavadisanti, Amani, Amani. I have no problem. This is humble. They should not try to control Narada. They should not control Sukadeva Goswami. They should take God. Otherwise, the body will fall. I think so.
So Gurudev, that verse in Upadeshamrita, Panama Rupa, where Swamiji has put in the purport so clearly how even in the stage of bondage we should hear the description.
He has written.
Yes.
He has taken the name of Manjari, Shravan Dasha, Varam Dasha, Smaran Dasha,
Sampatti Dasa.
Why he has written all this? If anyone is not in this world like this, he has written for us. That we should not criticize. If there are so many rare Vaishnavas, they can do it. But the beginner should not. Otherwise, they will decide.
Yes. The point I'm trying to get is that somehow or another, that many of these devotees who try to read or try to understand higher topics,
no,
not so,
I don't,
not even in this,
I don't agree with this point. They can go in there. Sahajiyas are not Shuddha Vishnu.
Yeah.
So there is much difference. Why I could not become Sahajiya? Do you think that I am Sahajiya?
No.
Sridhar Maharaj was Sahajiya?
No. That's not my point.
Prabhupada was Sahajiya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur?
No.
So, in this world, there will one devotee will not be like that? Do you think?
That there will not be one devotee like that?
Huh? No, you are not understanding.
And no devotee will be so high stage.
No. They have written.
Okay.
That everyone will be like this. But none will be like this. This is not true.
There will never be anyone like that. That is not correct. No. There will always
be. But rare devotees can be like this. I think that those, why Bhagavan Das? Why
Bhavanandar?
Bhavan have so many bad things. And the left is small. And they went to worldly life. Why? Why? What is it? Have you thought this?
Yes, offensive.
Why? No offense.
No.
One does what offense he has done. He has told anything against Swamiji?
No.
Then what is the offense?
Against Sri Dharma. I personally thought in many cases it was offenses against Sri Dharma.
So then same thing comes to me.
Well, I don't agree with that.
But I am. I'm partially initiated.
He is not in agreement with the offenses that they are doing to you. He feels very badly that these offenses are being committed.
Some are telling he said yes, some he's telling so that what? You must not come. I think this is not right. If they have developed their role in Krishna consciousness, they have done something for crossing the level of unobtainability and wisdom. They have not done all of that. So this is the real thing, that they have never tried for going up. They thought that this body is my shell. And this is enough.
Yes.
And that is why they could not give up their anas. If anyone had some taste in developing bhakti, then they will not Krishna, they will not offend it. But if they are not increasing their mood of bhakti to ruchi, then they are bound to be angry. If ruchi comes, then they will not offend any Krishna. They will try always to develop their Krishna consciousness. Swamiji had no time to criticize anything.
He was always absorbed in service and thinking of Krishna.
I know more than you or any small leader. I have suffered from so long period that I think myself fortunate to be all the associates of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta.
May I ask another question? Do you think it is a problem in this kind we, most of the leaders?
I have never thought anything. I only know that some persons in this school are ignorant. They are like ministers. That is why some are criticizing. But I always try to think that the qualities in the devotees of this school, and I always used to honor that. I never criticize. In a topic I am telling all this to you, but never I have thought like this. I have always honored for them. From anyone, I want to take their qualities and nothing to do with their disqualities, whether they might have known.
Even though Srila Maharaj's first tour, there was some attempts from certain GDC persons to actually stop the arrangements which had been made in various locations like Houston and Los Angeles, to call ahead and have those people cancel their sponsorship that where he was going to stay. And so many things along the way they did like this, but at the very end of the tour he wanted to convey his blessings, his heartily blessings, that's the title of that paper that Buddhara wrote. And he told Buddhara, please tell them that I feel nothing. No, I'm not feeling anything ill against them. So always his heart was trying to help, always.
I never thought of all these things. Like a mother, you do not take any trouble of me. You are like my god brothers who are initiated by me. I see that you are chanting to me. You should not make any offering like I want.
I don't know if this question would be for you or maybe better for some of your secretaries.
What?
I don't know if this question
he wants
is
to ask another question, but he's wondering.
Go ahead.
For you anyway, the question is that many people, many of the ISKCON leaders feel that some of your followers are acting in such a way that it creates a disturbance. Some of the closer people that may be around you in different places.
I think it is. I have not told to anyone, and anyone is not to me, according to my knowledge.
Maybe.
They are all, it is distance only. You have come here by there are how many disciples. Have you criticized me?
No.
They criticize Swamiji?
No.
I've never heard, and I've had other than to always honor any person on the table. Whether you be office phone or out of the phone, anyone.
Quite many times Srila Maharaj has instructed the whole group of devotees who have been with him traveling and the whole audience, like when he was in Badger recently, at the very end of his whole stay, he was expressing no one should criticize any ISKCON, no one should speak ill against anyone.
What to me is for any Vaishnava.
Yes, any Vaishnava.
You can see Bhagavan Das was Bhagavan Das and Krishnananda. I know personally them, very personally. Swamiji had not told them to criticize any Vaishnava and do any offense to his Godhead. Why they did so? Is Swamiji responsible for that?
No.
Then why you are telling that? If anyone is not having my words following, and if anyone can do any offense, I'm not. I have told all to be good.
And that's in this point?
You can believe me.
Just like Bhagavan or Ketanananda, when they do anything, right?
You told just now that Bhagavananda
does no offense
to Lotus Pita Sridhar Maharaj.
But I think that
if anyone doing offense, what Guru can do? Guru is not responsible. But third class bogus Guru are also responsible. But I think that any Madhyamadhikara Guru who is not knowing Tattva, he cannot tell his disciples to do like that. If he is doing, then he is not a devotee.
I felt, especially since there's been some, I felt that especially since there has been some disagreement or some bad feelings, which I don't think are coming from you, but maybe some.
It is coming from his home.
Only his home.
Yes, I know. Not his home, but third class bogus who have entered in his home. They are making these rumors and all these things. Swamiji has told that all the sannyasis and all the brahmacharis who are doing worship of Thakurji, Patan, and Arjuna, they should be married. Swamiji has told anywhere like this.
That they should all be married?
Huh? They should give up sannyas and they should
go into married life.
And all the brahmacharis worshipping in temples like Vrindavan, Bombay and here and there, they should again marry and again give up them and again marry. Why they are doing so? Why? So ISKCON is responsible for that? Do you think?
No.
Then if anyone doing any nonsense thing, all gurus are not responsible. They are responsible. So this can you can ask from ISKCON leaders why they are doing ideas, why they are not honoring their gurudev, why they are not following their gurudev, why? These questions should be asked to them, not to you. I have not done so many shishyas, very little. I know that they cannot
really open to any discourse. But I know that this phone could not invite me last year, but last year. And Swamiji...
How far is the parents' testimony in Dhamman?
I thought that I should go. If Namanta needs me,
invite
me. Yet he is my teacher. That's not so much. And I have given him Samadhi. So in Samadhi's temple, I should go and talk. But they wrote a letter that he just does not come. Why do you think? Swamiji has told like this. They are calling Swamiji. Why they are doing so? You to question all these things is so needed. They are making all these things. I have not done anything. Anyone cannot tell anything against me that I have dishonored Swamiji. I wanted to glorify him so much. And from that anything, they made it twisted and told that, oh, he is...
Saying that Swamiji, that Prabhupada is the servant only of Mahavishnu and not of Radha and Krishna, this particular lecture. Yes. It was misconstrued completely. And then broadcast all over the world.
At that time, Tamal Krishna Swami and all the others were there. They were so much pleased to hear.
Yeah. And cassette was still there.
Yes.
We all have, they have also.
So happy that he is glorified, your Swami, that he has come in the line of Siddhartha.
Just like this Krishna ocean of Ras, actually same thing he was saying in that lecture that he's speaking of. This was 3 years ago, on Prabhupada's Swarup Mahotsav day, you know, when everyone comes there to celebrate our Prabhupada's taking sannyas.
Right.
And in that lecture, Giriraj Swami was still there, and
was still there.
And he glorified our Prabhupada in the same way that in this Krishna
was there.
Lecture. But it was misunderstood, and actually even the dictation of it, the transcription of it, was wrong. And they said that he was saying that Srila Narayan Maharaj was saying that Swamiji or Prabhupada is only a servant of Mahavishnu, not of Radha and Krishna. And this went out all over the world.
All these things I must do in whole discourse. I have heard that they used to tell that Swamiji is worthy of Satkaras. I opposed it. Why? He is in Raghunath, Rup Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. His Madhuras and all Ras are there. Goswami has all kinds of Ras. He can give all the Madhuras. He is not only a first person. I am the first person to tell you. So I got glorified in so many ways. Okay, so I think there is one fear. And that fear is that if anyone hears Narayan Maharaj, they will have some honor for Narayan Maharaj. And thus, they are thinking that we are going to be less. Why thought? I told Kamal Krishna, Vidyaraj Swami, Sivaram and others, that if you are going to ban on me and control me, that anyone should not come. And if anyone coming to Narayan Maharaj, they will keep out from the school. That it will be very bad for you. Then, if anyone coming from his school, and his school has kicked, then I will have to get shelter. I cannot.
You cannot turn them away.
Then it will be very big. Up till that, I have done not a single disciple in Gauriya Vedanta Samiti or anywhere else. But when they banned and did so many things, then I began to prove, they began to take me everywhere, and very little I did some. Still now I have nothing to do with any disciple. I don't want to make any. But they have done own
forced.
Yeah. that we are taking them out of his home, then what should I do? They have come to meet me. I told my all person Dohu and to have me initiate. I told all go to his home. I've sent so many. There are so many examples, more than 100.
For many, many years. Yeah. Always telling
her that.
Yeah.
The right there, if they have been honoring God to us, very simple to us.
And parents.
I think that there was more trouble. No problem.
The one point you were making before when we were talking, Maharaj was mentioning that he feels, and some of the ISKCON leaders feel, that what you were instructing, the subject matter that you were instructing to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhurijan, Dhiraj Swami, was maybe too high. They were not qualified to hear that subject matter of the Vilakusha Manjali and others.
That's it. I'm only thinking how to help Krishna. I depend on myself that I should do chanting and remembering all of my life. Shankha Purvatanamakarma. You so know? Shankha Purvatanamakarma.
Kalavasan Chutu
Nidraha. I cannot follow. So I'm always. I have no time to think about it. I have come here for me to glorify Swami and to preach his offerings. I have never in my any class I have criticized any school leader or devotee or anything. Never. Why should I?
It's because some of us have heard that you said that we're all third class and
it is Bobas. It is Bandi Rupa. I guess. I have honor. I have to pray for Satan with Tamal Krishna and all devotees twice today. I am the first person to take water from their hands and prasadam. Any Indian, any group of Guru Vaishnava has not never taken. But I am the first person. I took Ashwani. We have taken in one city, in Brunei, Tamal Krishna and all others.
Right.
All of them. Devotees can be in Sutra, everywhere. How a man can tell that anyone cannot come with a good devotee from his home? Anyhow, not authority to tell like this. Devotees can come from Daitya,
demons,
like Prahlad Maharaj, from Manki, Haniman, and all of them.
From Jain Bibhishan.
Yes. From Sabari, from all others. Why a man comes? Devotees can come from Daitya. So, these are on Manli halls. I request you not to be depend on faults. I told this phone leader that if you have anything to ask me, you can directly come to me. I have not meant that you should not come. My door is always open for all.
But that is why I wanted to come. That is why I wanted to come.
It is okay, but if they will know that you are meeting and coming, they will also keep out from
you. No, they already know. I already said.
In San Francisco, one Bahara.
Mahavishnu.
He wanted to come to me and he asked order from
Badrinara.
All were okay, stopping. But Badrinara told that it will be good. If you go, then you will have to go out there.
So there's double standard. Like you're, they're saying no problem for you to come and have discussion, but for others, then they're banning.
I know most of ISKCON devotee, one permission. But if it's the order, because they have met me before, they know my heart and
always, before Srila Maharaj arrives in a particular location, like Malaysia, Bali, Australia, they're having big, big meetings. GBC flies in and tells all devotees it is completely against Prabhupada to go and hear from him. If you go and hear, then you'll be banned. And when he was in Australia, like one devotee, for example, 20 years he was at the Jari there. His name is Paramahansa Das, a disciple of Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And he came to here and
only
he was kicked
day.
Out. Yeah. Kicked out from his position. And this is just one example, many, many examples.
Even there was one lady who had a child, a very small boy, 8 years. Mm. He took some Harinam initiation. And
no, the only first rule I get this
one. Yes. Mm. And then he was refused to go to Gurukul in Australia. The boy was kicked out of Gurukul, innocent young boy.
Anyway, we'll bring many of these points up, and also I was mentioning the Rukram Prabhu that...
You know him?
Yes, I've met him before.
Briefly, we met before.
Yeah, a little short time
yeah.
in Los Angeles. So I will. I would like to, if you are willing, to have try to get some commission of senior devotees to discuss doubts and try to come to
the thing is that I have no problem, so I don't want to discuss. But if they have to discuss something, they can easily come to me. Mm-hmm. But I have no problem, no grievance, no nothing. Problem.
No doubt.
Yeah. No doubt, nothing. So if they have any doubt, if they have some problem, they can make me easy by doing the outside work. But I have no grievance, nothing to tell about them.
I think perhaps because Hari Vilas Prabhu, he's also going to be in contact with Gopa Vrindapal, and they're going to have further discussion about further communications with the GBC,
yep.
and especially
forming
a small body or commission, you know, to specifically come and associate,
yeah,
ask questions.
When we were in Mayapur, Dear Krishna Maharaj and Bhaktivedanta Swami, they were also quite interested to try and develop.
I was also there, but I just had to leave. I had to leave early. But I was also there. I was also interested in doing something.
Mm.
But I had to leave the same day Gopa Vrindapal was coming. I wasn't included. So, I want to thank you very much for taking your valuable time to deal with such a lowly person as myself. But I appreciate it very much. And I certainly
don't appreciate me. Otherwise, all the ISKCON leaders will be
it will be in problem.
Tell that, oh, I went to Narayana, oh, he is not
I don't.
And then all the
glorified
are honored.
It is not that bad. No.
I'm giving my opinion.
Yes.
If you want to be happy in ISKCON, then criticize me. Otherwise, they will be gone.
No. It is not that bad. Maybe there has been some bad experiences, but I know many, many senior devotees who simply have doubts, but they're not thinking in that way. But they have doubts because they hear, you hear so many things.
If you are
but there are
no refunds to me, then you could not come before and tell me, I have come.
We did.
I was eager to go there and to see deities and to
first,
have some power.
First day I arrived, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said immediately to the local sannyasi, and he also said to me,
why they don't tell me? I was eager to go, but I don't want to make any
no problem
we did. For this. That is why I'm not going. That I was ready to go at once there.
Oh. But the reason we just wanted
if
to...
If you have no
official
problem,
advice.
Then I can go at once without any invitation.
Okay, then please go. We want you to go.
But I think that there should be no problem.
There
for
is?
You, not for me. I'm not worried for my problem. There will be no problem. If you will tell that you should don't enter in the temple, from there I will
there will be no such thing.
It was in England and somewhere.
Yes, so many problems.
No, I never agreed with this point. I always felt that even if someone does not agree with some point, a Vaishnava has to always be received, no matter what your feelings are. Vaishnava must be received and given a chance to speak about Krishna.
Yes. Before Srila Maharaj's first tour, I was organizing on the west coast of California. And I went to speak with Virabhava Prabhu. And I wanted to inform him that Narayan Maharaj is coming now. So do you want to host him in any way, or do you want to invite him like this? And then he explained at that time that this is a very, very touchy issue. I'm going to have to speak with the GDC, and I'll be on the internet. And I kept waiting week after week after week for him to inform me. And then in the end, there was no further contact, and that was when they wrote the GDC paper against. So all of these things are going on. And there has to be a rectification of that, because it's gone so far.
No, it's
I went to Los Angeles with my sleep bill. They never invited me. I told that I will must go there, because Swamiji Jyotapsi is there, Lord Dusty is there, so anyone has not right to check. So I went. They told that you should not come this time.
Yes.
All are coming in his Guru Puja. Why I should not go? I went to there.
They specifically asked him not to come that time. And in Australia, they also wrote a letter and said, please do not come to the temple.
At this point, I can never agree with you. Unless someone is a Vaishnava, then you can maybe say it.
That
but
is,
even then, so many Vaishnavas come to the temple. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you also for coming here.
Thank you.
Don't take any food.
No, I don't think there's
cold and hot.
No, there's nothing.
Speaking.
I think that you would have every reason to be harsh, but because of your Vaishnava qualities, no, even then you're not feeling that way. Thank you very much.
কিছু আছে কি একেবারে পূর্বের মতন নির্মল আছে তারপরে